Kevin Eubanks is best known as the band leader on Jay Leno's nightly NBC show, but he's been playing jazz guitar since he was a teenager. Among many honors, Eubanks was invited to host this weekend's Playboy Jazz Festival in Los Angeles. He told Ed Gordon that the festival is just the latest achievement in his rich musical career.
I was touring for over 15 years before I came to the Tonight Show with people like Art Blakey and Roy Haynes, McCoy Tyner. I really come from that whole move to New York with a few bucks and take some gigs, serving tables or whatever, and work your way into the clubs and, you know, try to get better as a musician and see what happens.
How much, when you got the call to be a part of The Tonight Show, did you have to think about it, or was it a no-brainer?
I had to think about it for a while, and I actually had to be convinced to take it. I was really doing a lot of things that I had aspired to do, and I was learning a lot, playing with a lot of great musicians. I was starting to record my own records a lot, and it's kind of what I knew. But I was getting a little bit tired of traveling so much just because you had to say goodbye to everybody you met all over the world. There's a sense of not belonging anywhere. Actually, a friend of mine named Duke Dubois, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, he was a radio PR person at GRP Records, said that if I didn't take the job, that he would just slap me upside the head. Duke was a pretty big guy, and I just said, well, I guess I better go to LA.
Better do that for safety's sake if nothing else, right?
Duke is a sweet guy, though.
Now, you came from a musical family, but I also understand that your parents protested the fact that you said, hey, I want to be a guitarist as a profession.
Yeah, that's true. My mother's side of the family, completely musical. From my uncle was Ray Bryant, a really famous jazz piano player. And my mother she would always teach piano. She was the one there that had a piano. So Ray would come over with a bunch of people all the time and rehearse. And I had this idea that I wanted to play violin. And they said, you know, you're not going to stick to violin. I said, oh, no, I want to play violin. And so I took violin lessons for about 5 or 6 years, and then, like they said, I quit. And that's that's when I wanted to play guitar, and that's when they said, oh, no. But that's a funny story around Christmas time these days.
When you think about the people that you've worked with, Ron Carter, Art Blakey, McCoy Tyner, I mean, giants of the business, and then you think about the fame that has come to you, so many of these people outside of jazz aficionados have played in a relative obscurity. How much do you appreciate that this show has given you a tremendous amount of fame?
If it's all for the right reasons and it keeps people open-minded about things, it's a good thing, because a lot of times I run into things like, you know, what kind of music are you playing on the show, and jazz needs you, and all these kind of things. I'm seen as a jazz musician, and I play Avril Lavigne songs on The Tonight Show. And I've learned from being at The Tonight Show and actually meeting a lot of the musicians and playing with them that they feel for their music what I feel for my music, too. As long as you can play it honestly, with respect, it's beautiful music.
One of the things that I know you're going to have some fun with this summer is June 11th and 12th. You're going to be master of ceremonies for the 27th annual Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl, and that's going to allow you to stretch your wares a bit, I would think, and some fantastic company there.
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time out there, and the music is nonstop.
Just some of the names that will be there this year: George Benson, Boney James, Ramsey Lewis, Dr. John, and many, many others, and you get to pull it all together.
Yeah, and that's fun, because I'm on stage the whole time. When you play festivals as a musician, usually you play your show, and then you're back in the bus or back to the hotel, or the next day you're on the airport going to your next concert. But when I host the festival, I get to see every band, and I get to feel how the audience goes through every group, too. And I never knew how wonderful jazz festivals really were, because I never stuck around for the whole festival. So the Playboy Festival, I stay around for the whole thing, and it's almost like the wonder of music hits you again.
You are taking over from a man we all know and who is a avid lover of jazz and an aficionado. Bill Cosby typically is the master of ceremonies of this grand event.
Absolutely. Philly's own Bill Cosby. So that's quite an honor, too. You know, it makes me feel really warm inside that it's still has the spirit of Bill Cosby around. And I'm just trying to do him proud and keep things moving.
Well, indeed. We thank you for your time, man. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
You can hear more of Kevin's music on our website, npr.org.